Introducing Caribbean Radio Show, The Chat Reel with Billy and Friends. And now, here is your host, Billy Tappin.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening, good evening to my guests, to the world. We have a great show for you tonight, a great interview. And we're going to have our guest is going to be Lady T. And she has a beautiful, beautiful voice. And I listened to a lot of the material that she had, and she's got mad skills. So I'd like to thank our listeners for coming on. I think you're going to love what you hear. And we are worldwide. Chat Reel worldwide. So before we go to our guests, we're actually going to announce our host of the show. My name is Billy with Billy and Friends. We got L. Bracey. L. Bracey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm great, man. I'm great. Hey.
Okay. And we're moving to Denise Dutatis.
Hey, everybody. Hi. I'm really, really happy to be on the chat wheel.
And you have Julie Rivera. How you doing, Julie?
Hey, how you doing? How are you?
Doing good.
I'm doing good.
Right. And you have one that is down. DJ, PJ. PJ's down right now. He's had some surgery, so I'm hoping to have him back next week. So let's see how everything goes. But for right now, we're going to head to a commercial break. And if everybody's ready, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yes.
Okay.
Sounds like the plan. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Shalom, okay. Everyone. This is the host of the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat, Dr. Denise Dutatis. I am here to share with you and to announce on-demand best-selling book written by the owner, creator, and the writer of The Matrix and The Terminator, Oscar award-winning Sophia Stewart. If you love her movies, you will love her books. And here is a list of those books that are now available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. The first book is The Third Eye. The second book is The Mother of the Matrix. The third book is Matrix Trivia. And her latest book, which is the fourth book, is The Evolution of Conscious, Cracking the Genetic Code. This is The Matrix 4 book. These books are on demand. Order your copy today. They are now available at Barnes & Noble and Amazon booksellers.
Man, I'm trying to get checked, man. Stop with that, hey man. You grab the street by and see, man.
Introducing Caribbean Radio Show, the chat reel with Billy and friends. And now, here is your host, Billy Tappin.
In your back. On the Caribbean Radio Show, chat reel, worldwide. So, tonight, in case you're just now coming on, we have Lady Love, a renowned singer. I mean, I've heard some singers, but she has got a host of different styles that I can see. She goes way back in some of the stuff, and then she comes current. So I'd like to get with the let's introduce Lady Love right now. Let's get a warm applause.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Lady Love.
Hello.
How are you doing?
And friends.
Oh, my God. Well, we finally get a chance. We finally get a chance to talk. I know you got a little jazzy in you. You know, I see that, and it's wonderful. I had a chance to look at and listen to the music. I've seen some video footage. Before we get started, I'd like to get a little bit more information on some of the history of your career. I mean, I read the bio, and I think the people need to know, you know, where you come from and what you're doing currently. I know you've been doing some recording, so I know that is a fact. So that's a good thing. And we have, like, material here. So give us kind of a little brief so the audience can, you know, see exactly what you've been doing for the last, you know, few weeks, few years.
Awesome. Yes, well, I'm Lady Love, and I'm born and raised here in the city of Detroit, honored to be a Detroiter. My family comes from sound musicianship.
Okay.
From gospel to jazz to rhythm and blues, listening to the sounds of Sarah Vaughan, listening to the sounds of even Karen Carpenter. You know, my mother introduced music, and my father did as well. So just to say the least, I am a twin, and my twin and I, we sang all our life. You know, we started as young girls. And all we knew was music. And what was very interesting is that we learned a cappella. And to be able to harmonize and connect and hear the sounds of the church bells and, you know, do what we do, we just incorporated it into just a lifestyle. You know, wherever we went, we sang. And from school to church and even moving into having our own band, our family band. Singing down at Nancy Whiskey's, singing down at Nancy Whiskey's, Ribbon Soul Fats, that's with the Jacksons, and connecting with Keith Washington because he's a part of, you know, Gino and everybody's all a part of the Ribbon Soul Fest, so we were able to connect with them. And
Gino?
Yes, the Washingtons, you know, are connected.
Yeah, me and
to
Gino go back.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Gino go back. Go ahead. Sorry about that. I had to just chime in on that one.
No worries. But, yeah, and it right now what I'm working on is my album, just tallying it off of my life and off of my journey, making sure that I do pay homage to our jazz because jazz is soul, and I think we moved away from it. So being able to collaborate and putting it all into one, you know, making my own sound, you know, that's just what my goal is to just bring back, you know, good music, good sound so people can, you know, heal. Because there's so many people out here just trying to find their way. And my way is to do it through music and artsmanship.
Yes, and that is great. That is great.
Interesting.
Because the question is now: you and your twin, are you identical?
We are fraternal. We are fraternal twins, okay. But we do okay. look very similar. We look just alike. A lot of people could not tell us apart.
Okay.
But yes, we're fraternal.
Now, what about vocally? Are you guys like sing a lot? I mean, sing alike. You know,
We do. We are very. We have a very similar sound. I've noticed my range. I can go soprano all the way down to contralto. Bianca Moore's mid-range soprano going to alto. But yeah, our sounds are very, very similar. So that was one thing that I adored. I loved singing with her because what we would do, we would just sing and play all around each other.
You see, that's what's up. When you have that connection and you're working together on a day-to-day basis, that makes a great deal of difference in sound. You know what I'm saying? Because you know where one is going. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Vocally, you know where one is going. Mm-hmm. So I really love it. I'm an artist myself, and I love music. And that's been my journey throughout my life. And I know that your manager, L, is the same way. But I, you know, I think that what I've heard, I think you've actually touched on a few things in your music. And I think it will draw people in because we're trying to change the world from what it is right now. And I'm a warrior basically for God. So I try to make sure I do things that is godly. And I feel the vibe with you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that your career is going to go great. I really do. So as for that, how about, does anybody want to ask any questions to Lady Love?
Oh, no.
You got anybody?
Lady Love, I got one, I guess, because I'm looking, and I know that you are, you had portrayed one of the jazz legends, Carmen McRae. Tell me about how, you know, you do that. Could you even give us a singing demonstration?
Okay, so
all
your
the...
first question.
Yeah.
To answer.
I want to hear her sing. I want to hear her sing. No, I was... I was like, oh, I know that you had portrayed Carmen McRae, and I just wanted to know, you know, how did you do it?
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? Skye Covington, she's the producer and the creator of the Satin Doll Review, and the Satin Doll Review has been basically in existence for at least 3 years now. Now, about a year and a half ago, Skye asked me to join the Satin Doll Review as a host. And, I said,
okay.
I'd love to. And she said, well, we have to give you a doll. We have to be a Satin Doll, too. I said, okay. So she said, I want you to portray Carmen McRae. I didn't know who Carmen McRae was.
Oh.
I'm just going to be honest. I did not know. She sings whatever Lola wants. She did a song. She created a song for you. I said, wow, so many songs that I didn't know that she had written. Even, you know, the song by Donny Hathaway, Song for You, she wrote that. And I said, okay. And studying, just watching how she would speak and her wit and her sass and pajazz, and I said, wow, she reminds me of a family member. So I was able to connect with how her disposition was because she reminded me of one of my great aunts and people that I grew up with. Like my family was very classy and strong and confident. There was no weakness about my family. You didn't walk around with a lack of confidence. No, sir, no, ma'am.
Oh.
And that's how
okay. Carmen.
Yes, no,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's how
that's
Carmen.
Good.
Yeah, so I was able to connect with her, and that's how I was able to, you know, bring her spirit out
in
into person. My performances because I was already, she was like already kindred souls to me.
Oh,
so.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is so awesome. And my other question was, when you portray the jazz legend Carmen McRae, do you actually like sing? You do actually sing the song, because you know sometimes, yeah, you know how sometimes when you're portraying someone, they will always have a person lip syncing and stuff like that. Mm. I know it's a dumb question, but
that is an excellent question. Yes, I do. I actually literally sing songs. It's me singing it. Yes.
Okay. Ooh. Okay.
I'm about to ask her to sample. I want to hear her sing. No. Okay. I won't put you on the spot like that.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't mind.
Yeah. Yes, when you throw a curve like it, you know, it's kind of, you know, because I've been throwing curves like that, and it's just like, okay, you know, I got to be more prepared. I mean, you know, warmed up a little bit, so. But,
yeah.
You know, I mean.
I don't want to put you at a spot because I know, you know, yeah. And I'm only playing around. I pick on everybody around here.
yes,
you
know,
I really don't mind if you
yes,
want to do a verse. Like, I don't mind singing a verse.
Okay.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, let me go.
Yeah.
I've been so many places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs, and I made some bad rhymes. I acted out my life and stayed with a thousand, with a million people watching. We're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you.
You can find people that in the studio, they can do a lot of different things, you know, but when you are outright talented, that means you can do stuff like that. But that was just amazing, amazing. So I don't know where you found her, Elle, but you did a pretty good job, and I don't see how anybody could have missed out on this. This is like a big
parade. No way.
What I'd like to do is kind of take her back. Let's kind of go back. You started off saying how you was inspired by your mother and father. Let's talk about your very first show. Do you remember your very first show?
I do.
Do you remember?
I remember my very first. Oh, it was like, I was in fifth or sixth grade with my twin, and we were in drama club at Marshall Elementary School on Westside, and we had to sing, it was Fairy Tales by Anita Baker. So we had been practicing and, you know, getting it together, had dancers, Vanessa Bell Armstrong's daughters, Stephanie, and I forget the other daughter, but they were dancing behind us. And so we were getting ready for the presentation and everything, and my twin got the flu. And there was nothing she could do. I said, girl, you got to get up. We got to do this together.
Wow.
I'm young. I'm a little girl. I'm like, oh, my God. We walked down the street. She was like, oh, God, she fell down. She said, Nicole, you got to do it by yourself. I said, oh, my God. So I went on. Show began. And I said, you know what? I just told myself at that moment, I said my prayer. I'm a firm believer in Alpha Omega. I am a firm believer.
Amen.
I prayed. I said, you know what? Let me go. You know, I'm here. I got to do it. I got to do this. Vanessa Bell Armstrong was in the audience, and I must make sure that she is happy and proud, too.
Right.
Oh, God, that was my first. It was a standing ovation. And from that point forward, I knew that I had an amazing special gift that was granted to me, you know, because you have to understand who you are. And at that time, I was used to singing with my twin. So I learned that it's like, it's not just you and your sister. You have to learn you and go before, even if you don't have someone on your right hand, I'm with you. So that was
awesome.
My first.
Yeah.
It was in fifth grade. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. What a story. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you get put in a situation like that, I'm the same way. You know, it's like, you know, first the panic comes in, and then it's like, you know what? I got to pull this off. I got to pull this off. And I remember my teenage days, you know, when I was when I did things, I'm always nervous before I go on. You know, but when I actually got my first opening with Johnny Taylor, I worked very hard on that show. And I had a band that was, you know, they were probably like maybe a C band. But, man, that night was on fire. You know, I mean, I hit stage. And after I get through the first part of the verse, I'm fine. I can rock all night, you know, but it's just getting through that point. So I understand exactly where you're coming from on that, from artist to artist, you know, and I know that also L does as well. So we want to go up the ladder. We're going to go on break in about a half an hour. So we got, no, about maybe 20 minutes. So we got to go up the ladder on your career, and then we'll go to break. But let's go as you got up in a little more in maybe your 20s, 30s, you know, what was happening then? You was just doing clubs or, you know, were you doing opening up with people?
Yeah, so in the 20s and 30s, we did a lot of jam sessions. And I ran into, I met Sky down at Harbor House. And we became like really close. Because we would come, my twin and I would go and, you know, do jam sessions. But mainly in the 20s and 30s, we were just really finding, you know, our niche, our voice, because there were so many different sounds. You got the radio playing this and that. But I know we knew that we had a unique sound, you know, so it wasn't really categorized. It just was music. Mm. So it was trying to find places that we could connect to actually, you know, get the sound out and just do what we do with who we are and what we have. So a lot of open mic sessions. Then we created our own, well, not us, but my cousin, Jimmy, he created Jay Surrender. Then he changed it to Jay Surrender. And we had a set spot at Nancy Whiskey's. And, you know, also then we moved into just doing private events and things of that nature. During the time with Jay Surrender, we met Keith Washington. And we just so happened to go down to, I forget the name of the club. It was it was in Southfield. And they were doing auditioning for talent. Andre Harrell, he was auditioning for talent. Keith was on the he was one of the judges. we were eating at the restaurant at the time, and I don't know why that restaurant name is not coming to me right now, but it was right by the movie theater, if you all can remember, over off of 12 Mile up in there. Either way, we ran into Keith. Keith came and sat down and connected with us, and then it was just history in the making from then on. We opened up for the Mary Jane Girls, Charlie Wilson headline. This was actually 2013, that year. And we actually sang Fox News Station, and it was an amazing time, amazing event. And Keith is such a wonderful, sweet soul. And he treated us so beautifully. We were his little sisters forever. My Aunt Darlene actually lives in California, and she does plays and shows too. And she sang with him and mentioned us, and Keith stopped everything. He said, "What did you just say, Darlene? Those are nieces?" Like, you know, so we became a really big family. But, you know, learning what I've really learned in the 20s and 30s and how your music career can really elevate is if you're positive, if you have a good attitude, because everybody comes from different walks, and you don't know where someone has been, and you have to respect a person where they are. And that's something that I really learned, and I've taken with me so far, even in my 20s and 30s, learning people, learning how, you know, the music industry can go. You just have to just be open and willing, and yeah, that's all I have to say about that.
Okay. That's a lot.
I hope I answered your question.
Yes, you did.
Oh, you did.
You really did. So now that you're in the studio, what type of style? Because you're so diverse, you know. So what are we to expect from you?
Oh my goodness! Well,
material-wise.
Expect a journey. You're going to get a journey from me. You're going to get highs. You're going to get lows. You know, I might do a little spoken word and bust out into a song right in between and then stop and go back into it. So it's just going to depend on what comes through me to get to you. So just expect literally like a book in a song. So just get ready for that.
That is so awesome. That is so awesome. You know, I
ain't it, everybody?
I can't wait to hear. I can't wait to hear the album. I just can't wait because I know it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, so, I'm working. Silent Riot Studios here in Detroit, right off the A-Mile area. Maestro is his name. He is an excellent producer, and we graduated from high school with I keep calling him his regular name, is Maestro now. He does an amazing job, so I'm excited for everything to be completed and moving forward in it.
Yeah. Well, don't piss off Maestro. You know what I'm saying? A joke. It's just a joke. But no, I just I really appreciate what you've done. So now, where are you performing at now?
Well, right now, I have a show coming up actually on Wednesday, November 30th, down at the Kemet Hall off of Wyoming, and I'll be doing a couple sets down there. It's a small venue, but we're almost sold out even in it, which I'm so excited about. It'll be nice jazz, rhythm and blues storytelling. A lot of fun, just very intimate. And I want it to be a more of a fun, healing experience. And not just I want it to be, it will be. So that's what's happening on November 30th. We also have the December 17th at the DRMM with Priscilla mm-hmm. Price and friends. So I'll be performing down there with her, and also December 23rd down at the Good Night Lounge. Al and TC has a event for Christmas, so we'll be doing that. Nice jazz, rhythm and blues, soul,
just a nice internet. I'm taking my own personal genre everywhere I go. So if you get one experience somewhere, you're going to get it everywhere. Next, it will be February 25th at Burt's Warehouse. We'll be doing the Satin Doll review. And I'm honored to say this. My father is going to be a part of this show. And you all want to hear a voice. Voice is spectacular. So Take Five is the men of jazz, and Satin Dolls are the women of jazz. The men of jazz will be coming on as The men of jazz will be coming on at 6 p.m. and Satin Dolls will be on at 7. The next event will be Perilous Times with TJ Hemphill, April 6th through the 8th. And it was awesome because TJ just came to our show that we had last week, and he said, "This is a spectacular show. I got to get with Sky. We got to make this as a play." I'm like, "Okay."
Beautiful. That is awesome. Now, do you have a website that people can go to?
Absolutely, ladylovemusic.com.
What was it again?
Ladylovemusic.com.
Okay, that's pretty simple. But let's support her in her endeavors. So
Most definitely. Most definitely, it should be support for her. I know everybody agree with that. You should support her.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
And you got any material out now the people can purchase?
Right now, I do have a couple songs. I did send you a few songs that are getting ready to be released. Right now, I do have Clear and also Elements. That's something that I started off, which was awesome. My son actually produced those songs during his adolescence. he was just starting off. So I'm like, okay, babe, you can do my song. Let's just do this. It's all Clear.
Well, let's go with it. Let's get her music going, and let's go to commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to pick up where we left off at, and perhaps even open the lines earlier than we generally do, because there may be some people that are inquisitive about a few things about her. So let's just go to commercial break, and we'll be back.
Okay, and we will. Yes, we'll be back.
From author Dr. Denise Gotatis comes a self-help guide that will give you valuable information about the world around you in ways never imagined. The Metaphysical God in Relation to His Creation. Available on Amazon. In this must-read book, you will learn about your importance in the world and the metaphysical universe around you. You will be introduced to the Metaphysical God who has a relationship with you and those around you. Whether you are aware of this or not, you come into contact with Him daily. He is omnipresent metaphysically. He is in and outside of His creation. And what does a metaphysical God have to do with you and the creation around you? You are a very big piece of a huge puzzle. The Metaphysical God in Relation to His Creator, from author Dr. Denise Gotatis, is available on Amazon. Order your copy right now.
It's the way it looks.
I'm gonna give me some love.
One word.
Look yourself in the mirror.
Doesn't matter who are you or where you come from, man or woman, no worry, no fear. Full of surprises, life can change in a minute. Give a kiss to the one that you love, cause the world turns one way, just one way.
Why people see what they wanna see? Why people hear what they wanna hear? Why people feel what they wanna feel? The blue sky covers us like a single skin. Why people see what they wanna see? Why people hear what they wanna hear? Why people feel what they wanna feel? The blue sky covers us like a single
one way. Sola nación, a que no importa la raza, tampoco el color. Levántame la mano que vive el amor. De Puerto Rico a Miami, de Jamaica hasta Cuba, entiende la vive la pata, le menea la cintura. Que este reggae tropical te suba la temperatura. No coja lucha con nadie y nunca pierda la cordura.
Porque la gente siempre va a hablar y no se dejen llevar nunca del que dirá. Porque nunca vas a quedar bien con todo el mundo. Aprovecha que la vida comienza.
Okay.
All right, Billy.
We're having some.
Introducing Caribbean Radio Show, the Chatreel with Billy and Friends. And now, here is your host, Billy Tappin.
Hey. I'm back. You're back. So, I am not sure what's going on here. Trying to get the music up, and for some odd reason, it's not coming up, which really is not cool. So, what we're going to do, we're going to finish this interview, and we're going to actually bring you back when we get all the technical situations. We had a little bit last week, and I thought it was resolved, but apparently it hasn't been resolved. So we're going to work on that. But if you're available next week, we'll have you ready to go.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would join again.
I'm very disappointed in the system. So we're going to try to upgrade what we have. And try to get this thing straightened out. But let's move on. We're going to have you on next Monday. When is your show, Denise?
Oh, the Black Jewish Queen Life Chat is on. It's going to be Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. So,
okay.
Yes. Yes, lady, I love you. You're welcome to come on anytime you'd like as well to share your music. It's just studio. I've had technical difficulties, and I do apologize. Yeah, but we will get your music so everybody can really listen in to the gift that you have.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
And let's try to get her on, if you can get her on, as soon as you can get her on, because we're going to have her on this show and then get her on your show. So what do you have available for her?
As soon as she wants to come on. As soon as she wants to come on. It's 4 p.m. Eastern time. She's welcome to come on. It'll extend her outreach to not only the people in the United States, but there's a lot of people in Israel that listen in.
You got that show. This is a sister station, so you got that show, Lady Love. You know, but I am so, you know, I'm really not happy about this, because I know that everybody was looking forward to this, and Denise will get with you, and or Elle get with Elle or what have you, and we'll get that scheduled. Because your days are on Wednesday? Okay. So you got Wednesday.
It's the studio. Oh, what's up?
Oh, wow.
The studio is, there's things happening here, you know, because it's very interesting. Yeah.
We're going to move forward. I have some questions, though. I would like to ask Lady Love. Is that all right with you, Lady Love?
Yes, that's okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let's kind of go back to the beginning and bring it up to date. You say you started off listening with music with your parents, and then you said you and your twin, they got together and was singing, and then you said you did the family band. Now let's kind of go into a newer generation. Like, I know your sons are talented and gifted too. Let's talk about them for a minute, about some of the things that they're doing.
My trees, my 6'7", beautiful, beautiful young men. They are writers, producers, and they write and produce their own music. They have albums out, Hitman E and Jacobin. It's amazing to hear my sons really, really put their heart and soul into their music. Now, it was a pivotal moment when they were here with me and set up their studio and would record, and I would hear what they would talk about. And I was coaching them, like, you know what? I hear where you're going. You're talking about the money and the cars, because that's what everybody else is doing. I said, y'all, why don't you really talk about your journey? I say your vocabulary is like none other. When you were younger, I spoke to you before you came out of the womb, you were spoken to. So that vocabulary, while you were in elementary school, when they pulled you out of class because your vocabulary, you know, your comprehension was higher than your peers, I need you to really intellectually go into who you are and express yourself. Oh God, when that light turned on, they say stuff. I'm like, well, what did you just say? So they are really tapping in and really connecting to who they are as young, beautiful men, just learning life, going through their experiences, you know, being out on their own, you know, going through their own personal highs and lows, and what they're really seeing and observing around them, they're able to express it in their music, and I love it. And it's not a respect of any type of genre. It just, they just go in and they do them. So it's a wonderful thing. So those are my two older sons. I have three total. Now my youngest son, he goes by Phantom J. Now Phantom J just started learning the guitar. And he's 15 currently and is doing an excellent job. He's taking classes at the Guitar Center, and he works with a one-to-one instructor every Saturday. And just hearing him just get down on the guitar and learning how to do, you know, learning the scales, knowing what a tab is. I didn't know what a tab. I said, well, what is a tab? He said, well, that's the sheet music. I said, well, come on and talk about it. You know, for you know, for guitars. That's so. It's just an honor to have, you know, my seeds, plural, to express who they are and keep it in the lineage of, you know, a harmonious way of being. And they're just doing their best, and I love it. And they're growing, and we're just growing together as a family, doing our thing.
Now, if someone wants to listen to some of their music, where would they would have to go to?
They can go and find music on all streaming platforms. Yep, they can find it on Apple Music. They can go on YouTube. They can go on Spotify. They can find them on all streaming platforms.
Now, what are the names they go under?
Jacobin. Jacobin is spelled G-I-C as in cat, H-O-V like Victor, E-N as in Nancy. And Hitman
okay.
E, hit the Hitman, H-I-T-M-A-N, and the letter E. Another
okay.
thing, my other sister, her name is Claudette. She goes by Billionaire Sophia. Billionaire Sophia's been doing a lot, you know, even in the community. She has her own clothing line called Parrot, and you can find her as well as Billionaire Sophia on all streaming platforms. So those are just a few people in my family. Not only that, my uncle Christopher Tellis, my mother's brother, he actually has two songs that I did submit to you, Priest of Your Home and Leave Him Alone. He did those songs, I believe, back in 2003 or 4, and it's the lyrics. I mean, it really speaks to not just back then, but now, you know. And
mm-hmm.
also find him on all streaming platforms as well, Christopher Tellis.
Now,
I'm just giving
if you think he's listening, and maybe he can come in.
I believe he is. He may be on. I did tell him to listen in and call in anytime after 9 p.m. So hopefully he is listening. Christopher, Uncle Chris, are you on the line?
You have to dial. You have to dial one and pound right in order to get in.
I think
that correct?
You one.
Yes. He's on the line.
Okay.
Let's do. Are you on?
Okay.
What's his name? Chris?
Chris.
Is it Chris?
Chris.
Chris,
yes.
Are you on?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
All right.
Let him in. Let him in.
He's
there,
in.
Chris? Can you hear
All
me?
Right. Hey, how you doing?
Great. How are you?
Not real good because I'm kind of upset about the studio situation, but we're going to make it right. So we're going
okay.
to have her back on. But let's talk a little bit about what you, because this is your niece. So I know you've seen the talent. You know, apparently the family is just totally talented. You know, so it really wasn't no big situation for you because you already knew. But
you know
I
what?
Know your career.
Something really fast, guys. I want to try something really fast that I've never tried before.
Okay.
Because the way the studio accepts the music, I want to see. Can you guys hear that?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
I have been out my life in vain.
That was, it came out, you know, but it wasn't studio, but yes.
Yeah, I mean, the thing it is, yeah.
Yes. But, awesome, excellent, lady love. That is just awesome.
Right. Yeah. Well, we're gonna make it better as we get things straightened out for you for next Monday. And Denise will have something for you where you'll get a chance to get some exposure on that end, and we'll just take in and work it out. But we got your uncle on here, so I want him to talk a little bit about you and you guys' experience on working on projects. So you there still?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. All right. So, yes, go ahead, and you got the floor.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm glad to be able to have a little input this evening, courtesy of my niece. She's always been an inspiration, and she's always been a wonderful person, very loving person, where you can just feel the love coming from her. I've had two lovely nieces that have lovely voices, and like I said, when I produced that those songs under the label Priest of Your Home, I was glad, honored to have both of them singing, you know, on them. And I don't know if you've heard those three songs under that label, but their voices are very lovely on them. And it was very, very uplifting and spiritual. But what I notice is that kind of music that had that kind of punch to it doesn't travel as far and as fast as you'd like. You would think it would, but it actually doesn't move like it should for the content of it, spiritual content.
Right.
And that is a little, that's sad, actually. I'm just telling the truth. That is really sad because this rap today, I mean, if you want to hear something that's, food for the soul, Priest of Your Home, Leave Them Alone, and 400 Years is Over, why you don't see the movement on songs like that that are written, as opposed to the junk that we have out here.
Well, we're on the same page. We're on the same page because I think that they ran they try to run the jazz out, and they really, with the R&B, man, and the gospel, you know, they have just ruined it, you know? And these are the labels that are doing it, you know, and the direction they want to take, you know, the youth to, you know, all this nonsense. So I feel you.
Oh, yeah. That's what's, I mean, basically, if we're in warfare, who do you want to influence? The old soldiers or the young ones?
There you go. I experienced that, and El knows that. I experienced that about 4 weeks ago. I'm going to make it real quick. I was doing a security job in Flint, outside of Flint, and it felt like I was having a stroke, you know, because I'm very vocal in what I do, but felt like I was having a stroke, so I went into the store that we were, you know, working for and told them to call an ambulance. I didn't feel right. So went, the ambulance picked me up, took me to the hospital, St. Joseph, and I was there for 6 days. I didn't even recall any of that. But to make a long story short, I was transferred over to University of Michigan, and they ran tests from my head to my toes, could not find anything. They took fluid from my spine, sent that out, couldn't find anything. So that led me to believe, and I've got it confirmed by about three different people, now the fourth. You know, well, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, it was spiritual warfare.
That's right.
You know, I mean, you know, I was in the hospital like for about 3 weeks, and it was constantly running tests. So I hear you, but go ahead. I didn't mean to throw you off track or anything.
Oh, no. I ain't lied. I mean, I can go.
Yeah, I had to say that.
On that subject alone right there, it's but we can experience things in the spirit that most – you can't even have this conversation with most people, even the ones that actually call themselves Christians, because the depths of spirituality are really not taught.
No,
most
people. Not at all.
Not that depth. Not that depth.
And
we are spirits in flesh. We're not flesh and blood. We're spirits wrapped. Flesh. And when you talk about, you know, the spiritual things, you have to remember that you are a spirit and not flesh. So
that's right.
You know, you want to talk about telepathics and all that. Well, guess what? If you're a spirit, what's the big deal about communicating with someone without saying anything?
Right.
I can send electricity your way, right? We're talking on this phone, aren't we? You see what I'm saying? So we have been taught, you know, to, okay, do it this way, say it this way, and then you'll be just fine and dandy and keep dropping the money, you know. But
exactly. And that's what they want. They want you to abide by their rules. And there's nothing but demonic stuff going on now. So, and it's been going on for forever, but it's all going to change. But let's just go ahead and go back to your niece and the music, because I did listen to some tracks she sent, and I felt really, you know, comfortable, and it was nice. It was real nice. You know, it's stuff that we
thank
need
you,
to have. Oh, man.
No,
thank you. Thank you.
I do want to hit on
something, though. Yeah. I've been wanting to hear stuff like this for a long time, you know, and now it's coming out.
Well, the thing is, industry taken away from us, Billy. That's why you and I are working on different methods of distribution, because it's important that we, the real music out here, not depend on the industry to send
that's
us
right.
what they want us to have.
That's right.
And that's really what gets my blood hot, because I get sick of one, dictating who I am, what I should be, what I should listen to, what I should wear. You know, you have no control of who you are and what you need. See, they don't give you what you need. So we have
That's
to give
right.
it to ourselves. We have to do for ourselves and be independent about everything we do.
That's right. And that's what I'm a firm believer of that. I'm a firm believer of bringing that stuff to us, bringing it home. You know, where it should be. You know, you patronize with us, we'll patronize with you. But outside
yeah, because,
of
see,
that.
Because they water our spirit down. When the brother's talking about
exactly.
the spirit, they water it down, man. You know, you really can't express who you are. You can't really sing the songs and bring that energy, you know, and that power to people. You know, it all has to be watered down. And
right.
for those of us that's in this business, we're sick of being watered down. I want the natural you. I want to be able to feel you, you know. So, you know, don't let me go too far, because I'll go crazy with this, man. But I'm feeling y'all love, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's what draws me to talk about this, because it's all in love. Love and energy is what I'm all
that's
about,
right.
man.
Yeah. Love me too, and love will it will run the negativity away if we just wake up and just love one another. And work together collectively is the hardest thing for us to do. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's not that hard. But
I agree,
so much hatred. It's so much hatred. So
I agree.
I was
right. He was point on. You know, people can't express who they really are. Yeah, it's the truth. People can't really express who they are. They took that away, you know? Point on out. Yeah.
They took away the freedom of speech. You can't even say what you want to say anymore.
No.
Right.
And people don't understand. They don't see because they're like sheeps, man. You know what I'm saying? You can't see what's going on. They've taken it. And they're implementing. Let me say this. The world, throughout that situation that I had, you know, I wasn't able to speak, you know, and I was getting my speech back. But, you know, world order is coming. It's here. It's actually here. And people don't even see it. They're too busy just hating and doing things, shooting up schools and all kinds of old crazy stuff. So this is the thing. So this is why we are working on being independent and around the world, basically. You know what I'm saying? So whoever wants to be a part that has something to bring to the table, let's make it happen. That's my philosophy. You know, go ahead.
You know what's beautiful, Billy? I just want to take time out. Lady Love, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Now, you have been very inspirational. Matter of fact, let's talk about some of the flower ministries that you have when you motivating people, inspiring people, about some of the things that you do, that you talk about on your show.
Okay. Well, I do have a show on WJZZ Cool TV on Fridays at 6 p.m. with my son, Hitman E. And what we do underground music reviews, reviewing music from, you know, all over the world. We started in 2020 on my Lady Love Music page on Facebook. And had a lot of followers there, but moving it to a different station, it's kind of rebuilding that rapport again with a different community, either way keeping the consistency. Now, what our goal is to not only review the music, but we actually elevate them to go a little bit deeper into what their context of sound and songs are. So we basically give a rating of 30, you know, feel, beat, mix. And my son goes into more of the logistics. I go into more of the feeling. You know, I'm like, what am I grabbing from it? What do I feel from it? How do I connect to what you're saying to me? You know, what do I pick up from it? And I just elaborate. But not only elaborate, encourage you to continue to do what you're doing. You know, if you're in a space where you just like, because sometimes you could hear a lot of anger, you can hear whatever you hear. But my job is to connect with you where you are and to help elevate you, to bring you, you know, to a higher level if you get there at that moment. If you don't, but we encourage you to do your best with your music. Not only do I do that on the WJZZ Cool TV station on that on our show, I actually have a podcast on Anchor. And my podcast, what I do inspirational, you know, quotes or just inspiration, period, reflections, whatever I'm during my prayer meditation or if I'm just observing something, if I hear something, you know, it'll trigger me to enlighten the people. And I just connect with what I have been connected to give on Anchor. And you can find me on Anchor as well, on Anchor Podcast. If you do research Lady Love Music or Lady Love, the Enlightenment series on Anchor, it is podcast all over the world. So if you just look for Lady Love, the Enlightenment series, you can find my podcast that way as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, the question that I have for your uncle is that you said that's your mother's brother, and you also said that, you know, your mother inspired you with different genres of music. I was wondering, from your uncle, did you and your sister listen to music together? Did you come up together like that? Did your parents influence you the same way that you and your sister influenced Lady Love?
My father was just turned 94, was heavy into jazz and classical, and as well as blues. So we grew up listening to things like Madame Butterfly and Sarah Vaughan, Billy Eckstein, you know, all the Motown stuff, of course, you know, all the blues greats. And I actually like the blues better than anything, because it's really, to me, that's real soul music. I mean, I can feel the blues, and the blues doesn't mean that you're so sad. It just means that it's just able to touch you in a certain way and move you. It, you know, it doesn't have to be on the sad note. It doesn't have to be, you know, there's some upbeat stuff that is quite liberating, actually. So, but we grew up with, through my father, because of him. I mean, we sat around the stereo just listening to all the albums that he had collected for years. And I find myself just thanking him in the spirit half the time, just saying thanks for, you know, having that music around us and, you know, giving us a taste for quality music, you know. And that's, we had great singers in the family and musicians as well from it, because of it.
Now, I noticed your nephew is playing guitar now. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I just said, awesome, uncle. Yes, awesome, uncle.
Your nephew is playing guitar now. You also play guitar as well, correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's get started on your beginning, like we did with Lady Love. Like, who inspired you on the guitar, and what songs, you know, have you been with any other artists in the studio, or let's talk about your career.
You know, I had played at some different churches. I started playing in, at a church with a $100 guitar, and you're just plucking along, picking, and that's what causes you to be a person who can just jump. You can just jump into any song and just start playing along with it. That doesn't mean that you are personally me. That doesn't mean that you can do the rhythm end of it. But because of how we learned in church, you just pick the song. And so word for word, note for note, you're picking the word, you know, every word, every note. That's how we learn.
Mm-hmm.
And so easy then to go to sit down with any song and do the same thing. Because you're hitting the same, some of the same, most of the same scales going up and down the neck. You just find out what the tone is. Okay, they're right here now. Okay, here's the tone. Here's where you are. Here's where they are. Okay, they went up there. So you go up there and find them there. That's all. That's basically all, is you're following the tone, you know, and that's how we learn. So basically I think that's why the bluesier stuff, what you hear in church, is just a matter of speeding something up or slowing it down. You know, you hear it, and that's what's moving. But yeah, most of us have had humble beginnings in someone's church,
mm-hmm.
whether it's drum, piano, whatever. We all got on the instrument, and they shooed us away a whole lot of times, and you kept at it, and you finally started playing a little something, and they let you play.
Okay. Awesome.
Now, let me ask you something on your music. Now, do you have stuff out?
I've been encouraged to get out with a guitar and do some things with a group. You know how people, there are a lot of people are sitting at home with great talent that don't get with anybody. They just play.
Mm-hmm.
They just home. Somebody comes, you know, guys will come by, even my dad, like I said, in his 90s. He came over here not too long ago. I said, I didn't know you play like that.
I said, yeah.
I said, well,
so that's,
I said, that's and a lot of people, and a lot of people don't know I can sing either, but I can in different languages. So oh, <wow.
laughs> right, right.
You know?
So, do you have product that you are, you know, on the market?
Not with the guitar, I don't. It's just the Priest of the Home album is the only thing that I have put out there. And there was a story that I wrote when I was in elementary school called The Waters of March. It was a storybook. My teacher, Louise Hope, wound up taking my book, unbeknownst to me, and having a song made out of it. And the person that got the credit for it was Carlos Jobim, who's died many years ago. And that song is still one of the top songs in Brazil to this day. And I'll tell you, that is the most hurting, haunting thing that you can experience,
yeah,
is taking something from a child. You took the title,
yeah,
and you named it the same as the song and all the words in it. I wrote that when I was in elementary school. And never got credit for it. And I found out that that lady died the same year that song was copywritten, and which was 2 years after I graduated from elementary school.
Karma.
That's amazing.
Man, that's awful.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. And I said, God doesn't like ugly. And
no.
I went
no,
back
he
to,
don't.
Right,
no,
I went back
not.
To her and found out she had a heart attack and died. It wasn't until I was in my 20s that I actually realized that, wow, they translated from Portuguese over to English by the group called Manhattan Transfer.
Yeah.
And
oh, wow.
I looked up the copywritten date, and it was the year that I was in junior high school when I used to come back and visit Louise Hope, and that's when I found out she passed. And it wasn't until I was in my 20s that I saw the copywritten date was the same year that I was in junior high school. I used to visit her, and that was the year that it was copyrighted, which was 2 years after I graduated from elementary school. So I said, man, that was the year she died, and that was the year that song was copyrighted.
Wow.
I know.
Yep.
Hurts
yep.
Because I can explain every word in it. I can explain how, why it is the way it is. And that's what's so hurt because so many groups have copied that song. So many groups have copied The Waters of March, and I never got any credit for it. And, that's like,
wow.
Yeah. Well, it shows you we must do our homework. We must do the footwork,
yeah,
put the work in
first,
because it is a business.
It is a business, and believe
it's
you
not
me,
a friendly business.
I copy wrote the songs that I have out. I have songs now that I haven't done anything with, that are ready to be copywritten, but I just haven't done anything with them. But, you know, interested, if I get around the right people that are interested and, you know, produce these things, I'm ready to do some things on that level.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
I always go to it overseas because they are more acceptable to just about anything we do. They love it so much, they embrace it. Here, we're restricted. We're restricted of age and everything else. Like if you're over 26 years old, it's hard to get a record deal if you're into R&B. But if you're into rock, you can be 83. Doesn't matter. So we got to understand the stipulations and understand the principles of the game that's played. And we got to understand it all around the world. You know, like you said, your song's been around the world, man. And but that's it really came back to you. It may not came back the way you wanted to, but just say like your gift now in heating and cooling. Let's talk about some of the other things that you are doing right now.
Okay. Well, that's easier to talk about. I just wanted 26 years ago, I wanted more time with my family because I was a retail manager for a couple of appliance chains. And so I saw that it wasn't doing any good as far as time, you know, time aspects with the family. So I left the appliance retail chain and started selling heating and cooling products, for a company. Then I saw how lucrative it was. I formed a company, and I grossed in the first year, really not knowing what I was doing. I grossed over $1 million in my first year. And,
wow.
Yeah, and not knowing what I was doing. But what happened was I was connected to a finance company that wound up going bankrupt, which now I understood the term, don't put all your eggs in one basket. So
right.
What happened was everything I had going through that company. So when they bankrupted, it caused me to bankrupt. And I got a good chance to see how people actually act when you're an employer trying to do something in the community and provide jobs. You really get a good chance to look at people up close when you are running a company. And I've kept the company going, but just on a much smaller scale. If you look up the company of David Heating and Cooling, you'll see I have a 5-star rating across the board. And you'll see the reviews by the people and what they're saying about me.
Oh, awesome.
Beautiful, bro. Beautiful, brother.
Yeah.
That is beautiful.
Yeah, so I just is there anybody else? Julie, are you on? Oh.
Yeah, Julie? I'm looking on the studio. And, yes, she did for some – her – she's having a difficulty with her line. She told me to let you know that in the guests know that she is having some type of difficulty where she's at and getting
yeah.
listening in.
Yeah.
So
she yeah,
regrets
she's,
it.
Up in
and,
the country. Yeah, yeah, she's in the country, up in the country. So it's hard because I, you know, in my spot up there, it's like I can't. I have to stand in one spot and hope it doesn't drop. So I definitely
yeah.
understand. So
yeah.
okay,
yeah.
L, you got any questions? Or
Denise,
yeah,
I have
you got any questions?
Lady Love. Where's Lady Love?
Lady
oh, I'm here. Yeah, I need to go.
You're awake. You're awake,
yes.
Lady Love.
I'm awake. I'm listening to my uncle playing
love.
The song back in mind, listening to my uncle speak. I love my uncle when he speaks. I've watched his amazing entrepreneurship, him and my aunt Anita, his wife. I've watched them and I was inspired, and it's just remarkable. I can go in, but yes, it's awesome. But yes, I'm here.
okay.
No, you can go in.
Yeah.
Oh, I can?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. So, cool. It was beautiful, our connection. He was like my dad. He was like another dad to me, you know, and
mm-hmm.
we all had a very strong bond. And, you know, just going there, going to my aunt and uncle's house when I was younger to, you know, even just him monitoring me and my twin, or even me babysitting my cousin, little Chris and Aaron and Chad, just being in the presence and watching how, you know, owning your own business can just really, you know, cultivate your character. You know, you feel good about yourself when you have your own bit. Like he had his own, you know, and was able to be, you know, to get the things that he needed to provide for the family. We went on trips, Will's in. I mean, you name it, we were there. And he always took me with him, you know, and I honor my uncle for that. If we needed tutoring when we were younger, he was there to help us, or just whatever the case may have been. Down to trips, like just if my mom needed a hand, like, oh, my God, my girls need to take a trip. They're going on school, whatever, outing. Here come Uncle Chris. He's there. And it's just paying homage. And I said, you know, I'm doing this Caribbean radio interview. I'm like, Uncle, I want you to come on and talk with me. Doing this show on Wednesday, come down here and play your guitar. We people need to hear you too. You know, they need to know who Christopher Tellis is. And I promised to my uncle. I appreciate his leadership. Yep, absolutely.
Beautiful.
And now
beautiful.
I wanted to say, Julie Sepulveda, are you there on air?
I'm here.
I'm on the air. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes,
okay,
we can. And I wanted to, if all possible, because we do have another person that is listening in. I know that we normally doorbell this, Billy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if they had a question, we normally, Lady Love, we normally open the lines up if anyone has a question.
Anybody?
I don't have anything yet, but we'll be, I probably will in a few minutes. Nothing yet.
Go for it. Nothing yet. Okay.
Well, I have some. I have something that I would like to say that when you talk about Lady Love, I've actually never met her, and I asked her to do something for me over the phone, right?
Uh-huh.
And she was so kind. Matter of fact, it was a television show, a podcast. I was training a young lady, Lady One Step. I was training her how to conduct the podcast and to build it up. And I was helping her build it up. But then the situation came as to where
I'm so sorry. I hear feedback.
Yeah.
Let me
all right. Mute.
Okay.
Well,
yes.
Anyway,
I got it.
I happened to call Sky Covington, the same one who she does the Satin Dow show with, and I said, you know, I need someone, because Sky used to have a show on that same network, and I said, I need someone to fill in for me to be with Lady One Step, and then she happened to give me Lady Love's number, and because I was calling people and everybody was busy, it was last minute. And I happened to hear that beautiful voice, and I said, well, listen, you don't know me, but would you be so kind? And just out of coincidence, her twin used to have a show on the same network, too, because I knew Bianca, but I didn't know Nicole. And she said, yes. And I said, oh, wow, because it was last minute. When you ask somebody last minute, and they don't really know you, they don't know what they're getting into. But she was willing, and she did it, and she did a great job. And then the following week I asked her again, and then I think it was one more week I asked her again. And she came through, and she was so dynamic. But when I seen her, I looked at her, hey, you must be kin to Bianca. And she said, that's my twin, because I didn't know Bianca had a twin. And it was so amazing the way we met, because she was so kind. And I'm saying that because of the spirit that she has, you know, she has a very welcoming spirit. And not everyone really has that when you don't know them. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to thank you, Nicole, for being there for me. And then I want to thank you of getting to know you. And now we have a business relationship, and everything is so beautiful, and I don't have the headaches because, you know, you when you work with a lot of people, you got to deal with a lot of personalities.
Yes, sir.
And I've never gotten it from her, but she is straight now. She's not a pushover at all. But I just want to thank you, Nicole, Lady Love, for being someone that accept me to be a part of your endeavors. I just want to thank you for that, if you don't mind.
Oh,
wonderful.
Mind. You all are so
wonderful.
I thank you ever so kindly. Pops, I call him Pops Bracy, and he gave me my new name. I'm Lil Bracy. Actually just coming together and being one. But thank you so much. Thank you for having me. And I'm honored to assist as best as I can. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I would like to say this in regard to that situation. And what I would say is that I had an opportunity to meet a great person with L. Bracey, such a loving person. He gives the shirt off his back. And I'm the same way, but I met L through my uncle Ronnie Rucker, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he couldn't have introduced me to a better person than L. And it's shocking thing that we discovered is we are cousins. And I didn't even know it. I had never seen him from day one until we hooked up.
Right.
I don't know how many years ago. And found out that it was a blessing that Ronnie brought to the table is a blessing from God. You know,
yeah,
so we've been doing a lot of things together. And throughout my situation health-wise, you know, I mean, he's got my back. I got his back. So he is a wonderful person to have. And I just had to say that, you know, after this, I had to say that situation.
I knew you were my cousin, man, you know? So, man,
yeah.
The love was already there, brother. Yes,
it
yes.
was. It was. And as for right now, let's go to a commercial break, and then we'll come right back, and we'll kind of finish it up and just kind of freestyle from this point. And anybody has anything they want to talk about in general, let's talk about it. All right, let's go to
your hair products, Lady Love.
Denise, are you there? Denise, did you fall asleep? Hey, Denise.
Commercial.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
The Caribbean Radio Show with Evie and the Chat Grill with Billy. Children and families in need across the country and around the world. We are a support for food, clothing, and housing needs, especially during the hurricane season. We encourage our listeners to partner with us to help families in need. You can become a monthly sponsor in any amount you choose for as little as $10 a month or whatever monetary donation that you can make. Every little bit counts. So Give Back Jamaica Incorporated is a whatever it takes to build a nation charity. Please send all your donations to www.givebackjamaica.org or you can email Phoebe. And remember to tell her the Chat Reel sent you with Billy and Friends. The email address is givebackjamaica@gmail.com. That is givebackjamaica@gmail.com.
I refuse to falter in what I believe.
Introducing Caribbean Radio Show, The Chat Reel with Billy and Friends. And now, here is your host, Billy Tappin.
All right. It is, you're listening to The Chat Reel with Billy and Friends worldwide. We have about 5 minutes left. So any questions need to be asked? Let's get it done, and we'll be out of here. So anybody got any questions for our artists and guests?
I do.
Go ahead.
I do. Lady Love.
Yes.
How did you get that name?
How did I get that name?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I really had to narrow down what I wanted to be represented, how I wanted to represent myself. I mean, I've gone by Tullis Twin. I've gone by, you know, I don't remember all the different names, but I said, I really need something else. And Lady Love came to me and I stuck with it. So once it came, I went to the USPTO. And trademarked it, found that it was available internationally, you know, searched to make sure no one had already trademarked it and it was open and available. I took it, and that's how I got it. And I could use it.
That's great. That's
yes, yes. Well, sometimes, you know, I mean, it's hard finding names, you know. And, you know, I found mine, actually, the producer that, produced my first single and he's gone now, and it's sad because he was a very talented artist. But he had came up with the name. So those situations, you know, are sometimes a little trying to find the right fit for the personality in the artist.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that's my take on it. So, but we're winding down. So if anybody has anything to ask, let's ask them now. And we're going to have Lady Love back on Monday because there were some glitches. So we're going to try to clear them up. So
yeah,
let's go with it.
Most definitely. I enjoyed Lady Love. I especially enjoyed the singing. I thank you so much for, you know, coming on. Yeah, we thank you so much because it was awesome. Your voice is just beautiful. And I look forward to you coming on again.
And also, I'd like to say thanks to our uncle for coming on and giving his views. And he's welcome anytime also. So,
yes, I know everybody enjoyed.
And we'll see you next week. We'll see you next week. And everybody have a nice evening worldwide. Okay? You've been listening to the chat reel.
Thank you.
Yes, Caribbean Radio. So we'll be seeing you next Monday or hearing you.
All right.
Okay. Much love.
That's right. Yeah.
leave me.